Of Christmas. This is, I think, one of the most wonderful things that happens on Christmas Day. And children gather around the Christmas tree and look and see and feel the excitement, the tingle of Christmas. It happened to us here just at the beginning of this Christmas season, when one of the children who came to Jigsaw came up with their mum and saw this beautiful tree that Diane and Jamie had decorated. And I literally heard them say, "Wow!" So what about you children? How have you experienced the wows of this Christmas morning? What presents have you opened this morning that have made you say, "Wow!" Anybody like to come and tell us? Have you brought any presents with you? Or to tell us about one or two things that you've had already? Fantastic. Come on then. Come and stand up here a second. Let me see on the thing.
Anna and Elsa and Olaf dolls.
Oh, look at that. Can you hold them up? Anna and Elsa and Olaf. Olaf is my favourite, actually. I think he's great. Especially in the sunshine when he doesn't melt. That's a really special thing.
By the fire, he nearly melts.
Yes, indeed. Fantastic. Well done. What have you got, Oliver?
Elliot,
rather.
A car and a skateboard.
Yeah.
Say again?
A car and a skateboard.
A car and a skateboard. Wow.
And my wow was the children didn't wake up till 8 a.m.
Oh, I know. I only saw you just coming up here. That's brilliant. Well, do you know what? I'd love you children. Oh, there's one more. I'm so sorry. Zach?
Well, you got a Christoph, didn't you? So you got a doll. Got a doll.
Doll.
Yes.
A Christoph. Oh, look, now here's Christoph, the very loving person in Frozen. And I'm not going to preach a sermon, but one day I think I will preach a sermon on Frozen, because it was love that melted the frozen hearts, wasn't it? Yeah. It's a very good message indeed. Thank you all so much. Now, don't go away, because Sean is going to come and help us. And what we've got here is some wows. Look, I've got wah, oh, wah. It's wow, wah. And what I'd like you to do is Sean is going to help you to do some little drawings, and Matt as well, and draw some of the wows of your Christmas presents. The pens are just around there. Christmas presents on there, okay? So you can do it either in the big white circle, you can do it on there, or on there.
Okay. Wonderful drawings we have. Thank you, children, so much. All the wows of opening presents and celebrating the love that you've been shown by those who have given presents, and the love that you show to others by giving them presents that they really, really like. Well, all this present giving and wowing was because God gave the first great, great gift to the world in Jesus. And we're going to hear that story now and see some wonderful pictures on the screen as Rosie tells us that story of Jesus' birth.
The birth of Jesus. In the middle of the night, the baby was born. In the darkness of that cold stable, Mary took her firstborn son, wrapped him in cloths, and put him down to sleep in the manger. That night, there were shepherds out in the fields around Bethlehem, guarding their sheep. They were sitting beside their fire, keeping warm and watching the flames crackle and spit into the darkness. There was no danger, no wild beasts prowling or thieves breaking into the sheepfold. There was only the roar of the fire and the smoke curling up to the stars. They were chatting softly, making jokes, telling stories, when suddenly a great light flashed from the sky. The shepherds leapt up terrified. They wanted to run, but there was light all around them, above them, behind them, The whole sky was burning, and the earth was on fire with glory and wonder. An angel towered over them, and they fell to the ground in fear. "Don't be afraid. I've come bringing good news for you and for everyone in the world." The shepherds looked up slowly, peering through their fingers as the angel continued. "Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born for you. He's Christ the Lord. And here's the sign that this is true. You will find a little baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." At that moment, the bright figure was joined by a great company of angels from heaven, thousands of them filling the sky and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all those he loves." Earth and heaven shook with sound. Thundering music echoed in the hills and rang from every stone, until at last the glory faded and the singing drifted away like smoke into the night air. The shepherds were alone. They scrambled up nervously. "We'd better go to Bethlehem and see all this for ourselves," they said. And so they ran to Bethlehem and went from house to house, inn to inn, until they found the stable. Inside, they gathered around, their scruffy faces staring from the darkness into the lamplight that shone over the little family. Mary sitting calmly, almost as if she expected them. Joseph standing up, wondering who it was at this time of night, and the baby lying in the hay and gazing at them so clearly. The shepherds told Mary and Joseph everything they'd seen and heard, and Mary kept the wonderful words of the angel in her heart like treasures stored up forever.
A most wonderful, wonderful gift. And we're going to sing a beautiful carol, "Away in a Manger," as we just think of the wonder, the wows of that first Christmas. It's Christmas present. And he was very, very, very pleased with what he had. Because you know what Monty had? A stable. What a great present for a mouse. Let's go and hear what Monty's got up to now. Because Diane's going to come and introduce. So maybe the children, little ones, would like to come forward again, gather around in the beautiful moonlight here. We're going to be able to hear what happened and Monty's great love for people when he discovered his first Christmas. Well, I am very impressed with all those wonderful wows. Wows of this Christmas day, wows of the first Christmas day, and the third wow of Christmas is the wows of every day. The wows that we have experienced, maybe over this last year, things that have happened to us that have made us go, "Wow, that could only have been God that helped me to see that, or that happened, and I can see God's at work in this, or I've seen something fresh and I've been able to see Jesus in a new way, in a way that I've never seen him before." It's an amazing experience when that happens, and it can happen anywhere at any time. I remember just after our Christingle service, and you might call this a down end road experience, I was just walking back. I got some shopping in Down End, and I was walking just past where our dog Flora has her hair trimmed and washed and everything. And honestly, it was like, it was as sudden and unexpected as I could ever imagine it could be. Nothing was in my mind that made me think this, and nothing had happened that day that made me realize this. But as I walked along, I suddenly thought to myself, I have a responsibility to make a difference in this day to the people I meet? Maybe it was that this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine thing that was in the back of my mind. But I went to the co-op and I saw this woman who was trying to struggle to put all this Christmas sort of, all these firewood and things on the big shelves and lifting them up high. And I said, I would never normally do this. I said, would you like me to give you a hand? And she said, no thanks, I do this every day. Okay. But it was really strange because I had that same feeling of love for people and a sense of I can make a difference in this world because God's life is in me and he wants that life to be known to all the people I meet. It was the same sort of experience that I had when I first became a Christian, when I first experienced God's love. And I went round sort of hugging people and strangers that I'd never met. And I even danced across the road and jumped for joy and shouted hallelujah when I was about 17, which isn't a very macho thing for a 17-year-old lad to do. But I was just so full of joy when I experienced God's life and love. And it was the same sort of thing that happened to me on that road back from the shops, the down end road experience. And I feel I'm seeing people in a new way now. I think, thank you, God. Wow. Something that he's done in me. Open my eyes and soften my heart. I wonder whether anything maybe completely different, something that's happened this year that you can think of, just for a moment, just stop and think. Is there anything that you've experience that's made you go, wow, either in a whispered way that like Mary or in a spectacular way like the shepherds. You've experienced God's love or insight or comfort. I just wonder if anybody would like to share that with us just very briefly. Is there anything that you can be brave enough to say? Would anyone like to come forward? Or Helen? Thanks, Hannah.
I did have a bit of a wow moment this morning, actually, and so I thought I'd share it. Last Friday, I went to my Bible study group and I was prayed for my migraines, which I've had for about 30 years, and I've been praying all that time, and I've often asked God, and I've still had migraines, just cracking headaches, really. And, yeah, it wasn't a big moment, really, that I thought, just felt convicted or anything, but I asked for prayer. And then this morning I was just sitting, praying, and suddenly dawned on me that actually I haven't had a headache since then. I love that line in the song we've just sung, how silently the wondrous gift is given, God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. And that was sort of my experience this morning, really. As I sat there, it was just a slow dawning, actually, God may have healed my migraines.
Yeah.
And part of me thinks, oh, well, I've had lots of water. I've been resting. That's probably what it is. But I think there's also a sense that sometimes we have to claim our healing and say, just thank you, God. I do actually believe you can heal us.
Yeah.
I believe it. And just give him thanks, really.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Hannah.
You
can do it.
Thank you very much indeed. Appreciate that. Wonderful. Glory to God. Anybody else like to share something that's happened maybe over this last year or so? Peter, thank you. Now, Peter's got 1,000 things, I think, that you could say with all you've been through.
Yes. I couldn't stay in my seat, really.
No.
Because God's been very good to me this year.
Yeah.
After I was very ill in hospital and my heart stopped altogether for several seconds. But God's been very good and restored me to health and strength through the skill of the surgeons and the medical team, and I'm just so thankful to God for the gift of each new day which he gives me.
Thank you very much. When you can wake up in the morning and go, wow, thank you for this new day. When you've been through the darkest times, you really appreciate the light. Fantastic. Maybe one more person. Any of the young people or children like to say anything? Oh, somebody up in the balcony. Steve. Can you say quite loudly? Thank you. Thank you, Steve, so much. It's a wonderful thing, that verse in the Bible that says, freely you've received, freely give. And that enables that virtuous circle of generosity and grace to continue. Thank you very, very much indeed, everybody who shared. And hold on to those thoughts. And we're going to turn them into prayer now. I think... just in a moment of quiet, let's bring to God our prayers and our thanks for those things.